Hello, Professor Tufano here, October 7th, 2021. And I'd like to just give you an update, catch up with you all. And I'd like to first say that I really enjoyed the personal experience speeches. Those were typically well done, and some of those were very emotional. And I'm glad some of you had an opportunity to share maybe something you've not talked about often, or maybe not at all, about your lives. And I do appreciate hearing from all of you. If some of you, there may be a few of you that still haven't got me your video. I know some of you have tried, but again, do not send me files. I can't open files. So for the presentations, you just need to use a video sharing service. You all know what that is. And then send me a link. I can't really open files. So don't send me, 1 gig files, 500 megabytes. I can't open them, okay? So I know I've said that several times, and a few people still are doing that. So please make that adjustment, correction, please. And then some of you are submitting assignments into the wrong category. Now, once you submit it in the wrong category, I can't undo it. So a lot of times I tell you, okay, just email me the assignment in its proper form, and then I'll fix it. So hopefully everything's good there. And you should have the current percentage of your grade up to date. That should be, I think I did that as of the 6th of October. So you should be current. So what are we, about halfway, I think, almost halfway. So you all should be where you want to be in regards to your grade, in regards to turning your assignments in on time. Okay, so looking at the course calendar, I think one of the next things that's coming up is the second quiz. A few people have asked me about the quiz. So for the next, for quiz number 2, 3, and 4, and even the final exam, it's going to be in the same format. So go to the back of the chapter. In this case, it's chapter 6, and make sure that you review the study guide. And there's usually 2 or 3 or 4 essay questions, and then there are terms. So for the next three quizzes in the final exam, I'm going to ask you to define terms and also pick one of those essay questions, and you'll have to answer it. And essay questions are always answered in the introduction, body, conclusion format. So introduce your ideas, defend your ideas, and then conclude your ideas. That's anytime an assignment requires an answer to a question, you should always format it in that introduction, body, conclusion, and make it clear for the reader and the teacher, especially for me. I'm grading it. And then you'll define five terms for the quiz, and then 10 terms for the final exam. Okay, so the next quiz is quiz 2, chapter 6, and you should go to read the chapter, of course, understand the chapter. Email me if you have questions about the chapter, but then the study guide is what the quiz will be drawn from. I think you have an hour to do the quiz, and I think I'm giving you 12 hours at some point during the day to get to it. Okay, so that's next, the quiz, and then the informative speech will be next, and then your final speech is a persuasive speech. So I would like you to pick a topic of public policy concern, something that is being talked about in the news. So you can go to CNN, you go to Fox, you go to MSNBC, you can go to ABC, CBS News. Do the best you can to find a news source, not an opinion source. A news source, not an opinion source, okay? And I know that some of you are not exactly clear the difference between news and opinion, or fact versus opinion. I did post two links to videos regarding facts versus opinions. And since we went out of order, the typical order for this for the class because of the recall, I wanted to get those speeches in early. So we did a persuasive speech first, then the personal experience speech. Next will be the informative, and finally the persuasive. So normally I start with the personal experience speech. So I kind of jumped ahead, and I didn't put too much emphasis on your arguments in your recall speech. I just didn't. But I will going forward, because at this point you've had an opportunity to read a lot of the chapters that discuss, the ideas and principles and theories behind public speaking and critical thinking. So for the next two speeches, I will be looking for some good critical thinking and some good improved presentations. Regarding the presentations so far, I would say that there's a couple weak areas I want you to take note of. One, some of you are not beginning your speech clearly. You're just taking way too long to either say what you're trying to tell us, or you just imply it. And that you need to do that more succinctly, more precise, more concise, quickly, early in the introduction. So by the end of my speech, you'll be convinced of, and that's what you're going to start off with. And so you state your thesis clearly up front. And then also give us a blueprint. So so you're going to tell us there's going to be one, two, or three things that I'm going to talk about. And even if you just say a sentence for each one of those would be fine. And then defend them. And then at the end, synthesize them, conclude them by recapping and restating them. So in the introduction, you preview, and in the end, you review. So if I had to pick one thing that most of you can improve on, it would be the introduction. Prepare the listener to understand what you're trying to say. You do not want the audience or the listener to have to work hard to figure out what exactly you're trying to say. Okay, so let's be more clear, concise, precise with that. And then the conclusions, some of you are using kind of a Forrest Gump conclusion. You get to the end and you're like, that's all I got to say about that. So don't do that. So in the end, you're going to recap, synthesize, bring your ideas together, and you will review what you have told us before you exit and say thank you. Okay, so those are the couple areas that I think you could work on. Now, for the next two speeches, you're going to have to do some research, and you will have to cite your sources. For the informative, a minimum of 3, and then for the persuasive, a minimum of 5. You can do more than that, but that's the minimum. So you will use news sources, and it's okay if you use websites like New York Times, LA Times, that would be fine. But the sourcing needs to be news sources, not opinion sources, because some of you are still using opinion sources. So use news sources. I know. And I think I'll do another audio on fact versus opinion. This is just kind of a primer for y'all, because I think I gave you two videos. So next week I'll do an audio on fact versus opinion. It's something that even adults often get confused with, especially emotionally unstable individuals oftentimes confuse how they feel about the difference between how they feel and a fact, because, you know, you've heard the saying before that facts don't have feelings. And so if we're going to make good arguments, we're going to make good persuasive cases, we have to really understand the difference between facts versus opinions. When I was young, back in the days when I had to walk barefoot uphill both ways to school in the snow, we had things called newspapers, and that's the only thing we had access to. And so if we wanted to know something, it was either in an encyclopedia, a dictionary, or a newspaper. That was really our only source. And then sometimes the news. And when I grew up, there was only 3 or 4 stations, and TV wasn't that interesting. And usually my dad was watching it anyway. So, I mean, when he came home from work. So we didn't do a lot of time. We didn't spend a lot of time listening to people pontificate and share their opinions. And now whether it's social media or even some regular broadcast, quote, news shows, it's mostly someone's opinion. And a lot of times the people that they use as so-called experts, they're not experts. The people just happen to like them personally or like their opinions, and so they dress them up as someone important, and the things they say are important when they're just another person's opinion. And sometimes they're really not supported opinions. They're basically just strong emotions or feelings, and they're dressed up to seem like it's valuable information, which it's not. So you all grew up and will grow up in a much different world, where you're bombarded through mainly social media, Facebook and TikTok and Instagrams and WhatsApps and all those other things that I don't know much about, where a majority of the information you get is just silly nonsense, and some of it's just untrue. And some of it's just, someone's strong opinion. And a lot of it is at times convincing because we don't have the time to really validate it, to check it out, to check reliability on it. And so we store it in our mind or our brain as, quote, probably true. And maybe you think to yourself, I'll check it out some point. And then you keep piling into your brain probably true information over time. And then you never check it out, and then you act on it as if it's true, reliable, real, and in a lot of cases, it's just nonsense. Okay, so spend some time doing some of your own research on the difference between fact versus opinion. And so for the next two speeches, I want one topic. So find a topic, public policy, and I want you to use it for both your informative and persuasive. So for the informative, you're going to act like a teacher. You're just going to provide information for us. Just straight down the middle. And then for the persuasive, you're going to take a position on it. Okay, so find a public policy topic. Not too hard to find if you look in the media, listen to any of the mediated sources. But again, try to find new sources. And it's not that hard because there's a lot of information that's going on in the news. And I know, again, there are a lot of quote news sources that are really just opinions masquerading as news. Or opinion masquerading as facts. And so be careful because that is the big challenge for today is the ability to distinguish between facts and opinions. If you cannot, you're going to make some really bad decisions, not only in regards to arguments, presentation, speeches, but even in your own life. So really strive to get to the bottom of these ideas and find the truth in them if you would. It is hard, so it's not going to be easy. I think it's harder today than it ever has been before because you have so much information coming at you so fast. I think I read something that most young people get their quote news from Facebook, and that's a sad commentary on our culture because Facebook is only going to tell you what Facebook wants you to know. It's not going to provide a full perspective on any topic. They're just going to give you one side. And generally speaking, they'll present their favorite side, and then they'll either denigrate the other side that they don't like, or they'll just hide it and not show it to you like a magician. So oftentimes, social media, they're like magicians, where they're just going to show you their favorite side, and then they'll hide the any other side or any other perspective, or they'll denigrate another perspective. And the truth is, censorship is bad. It never works because then ideas go underground. And they still flourish, but they just will go underground. And it's best to have all ideas above ground, out in the open. And that's kind of, I think, the weakness of social media is that they're afraid of competing ideas, they're afraid of alternative ideas. But censorship never works. And so, even if you have a strong feeling about not wanting to hear someone else's perspective, generally speaking, it's good for you. Because if you have a belief, or you have a strong belief, the strength of your case is the weakness of the opponent's case. But if you never get to hear the opponent's case, you may never know that your case is actually weaker than theirs. And then you won't be able to learn, you won't be able to grow. And ultimately, you'll make some bad decisions. And then again, in regards to presentations, poor presentations, weak presentations, not very persuasive presentations, but the scarier part is you'll make some bad life decisions. So the best thing that we can have is more information, not less. More conversation, not less. More people engaged, not less. Even if the ideas are somewhat crazy, weird, strange, unusual, odd, come up with an adjective, because maybe your opponent thinks your ideas are strange, odd, weird, or whatever, but because of the power that people have in other people's lives, they can suppress people's opinions because people are sometimes afraid to share how they feel because they'll be ostracized or, I guess in the new lingo, canceled. You know, someone will go online and say something about them and get them fired or get them, in trouble, whatever. It's a different world that we live in. But I'm going to trust you all that you're going to work hard. As I always say, think hard. Thinking is hard, and there are good results to thinking hard. There are really bad results to weak thinking or not thinking at all. It leads to very bad outcomes. Okay, So that is a short 15-minute audio, and hopefully all of you are doing well. I miss seeing you all, and hopefully next year we'll get back to doing this stuff in person again. All right, hang in there. Email me if you need anything. Okay, Professor Tufano out.